Hi everyone, how is life? Hey everyone, I hope we're all having a great night. We're all snug and cuddly, ready for Friday. It's going to be the weekend, so it's kind of crazy. Everyone's making plans, but whatever everyone's doing, just know that you come first and that you need to look after yourself. Don't be under pressure to be going to clubs or making time for everyone when you forget about yourself. So just make sure to check in with yourself and see if you are in the best place to be putting yourself in those scenarios, because we all need our sleep. We all need to be happy within ourselves and save our energy. We can't be always giving our energy to everyone. We need to keep energy for ourselves. And today I had a very chill day. I was just vibing. I was chilling, eating nice food, just refreshing my batteries. And I think we all need to give ourselves time to refresh our batteries, because everyone's working all week, and sometimes it's nice just to like focus on things that you want to do in life. Like, the thing about it is we're always changing. Like, I don't do some certain like hobbies and shit, but I just think, like, even with bands, sometimes you can discover a new band and it's just so refreshing to listen to all the music and catch yourself up with like the world that exists and all the different fandoms around the world. And it's so great that we're all here today in 2023. It's been crazy. There's been a pandemic. There's been so much stuff happening. And for us all to be here, living, breathing, we just need to all keep going and looking after each other. So I just want you all to know that we all feel the exact same emotions. We can't always be happy. We can't always be at parties. We can't always be living this lifestyle, because it's not real. And I think a lot of people aim to be in the entertainment industry or fame or creating, and it's not all cracked up to be, guys. Honestly, you should be content with everything that you're doing in life, because everyone's worthy of living their best life, whether it's a doctor or someone who works in a zoo or someone who's helping their granny or someone to stay alive. Like, we're all free spirits and everything contributes to the world being what it is today. And I know music has the power, but as artists and creatives, it's very unpredictable. And I just want you all to know that probably your idols and stuff aren't in the best place, and if they could change it, then they would probably be at some kind of other career path. But obviously this is what we've been doing for nearly 15 years. So like, in any career path, we'd be the CEO of the company. And it doesn't matter what artist or band you support, there's always going to be highs and lows. And there's always going to be those moments where everyone's, you know, all about that band. But it's great that when you guys are there to be there to the highs and lows, that you can share those experiences. Because I think it always bounced back to the bigger picture. And then when you've got your high moments, you've everything to look back on. But yeah, just having a thought there. I don't know if I'm live, but hopefully I am. Am I here? I think I am here. For some reason, it looks like I'm about to tweet something, but then I don't know if I am tweeting. But let's see what everyone else is doing. Anyway, I'm just having the vibes. Anyone tweeting? What's everyone doing tonight? I'm just here on Twitter sending voice notes to the world. I've got a crazy spot on my jaw. Like, it literally looks like I'm giving birth to this crazy spot. Like, it's literally on the corner where my jaw meets my back part of my jaw. So it's, if I pop it, I'm going to look like I am after getting filler or something, but who knows? Jeber, don't be scared. Let me speak on the space. Abigail, this is my space. I'm talking, but it's okay. Appreciate it. Jepic energy all around to everyone who's listening. Tweet us now. Jedward, are you listening to somebody else? I don't know. It's like this new song I've just discovered. I think it's called Hit Me Baby One More Time. I'm just waiting for Brittany to tune in. Preach, Jedward. But like, it's just crazy, because like, we all grow up, and like, you've got your childhood, then you've got your teen years, and then you're an adult. And sometimes you look back and go, oh, I want to be that person that I was as a teenager. But then you as an adult, or as you grow, you're always starting yourself, and things that you're into or things that you like change. So it's crazy to think that people knew us when they were younger, and then now they're in a different stage in their life, and that we're all still connected. But it's okay to like go on and find yourself and find new realms. Like, we'll always be there doing our thing anyway, so don't ever feel like you're disconnected. And it's all great to like express and elevate yourself, and I think that's always healthy, because it's always good to just keep yourself entertained as well. But anyway, I think we all just need to watch our stress levels and stuff, because it is very cold and the weather's so gloomy that we all just need to find happiness and bear with the damp spirits, you know, that are going around. And then like sometimes you can make plans for the future with friends, but it always is nice to have something to look forward to. But you have to be content with just going to things by yourself as well. You don't always have to have someone there. Like, if you ever get a ticket to a gig and someone's not there with you, you should just go anyway. Or don't be like out of your depth if you don't have someone that you know in the room. Like me and John, I know we always have each other and we're twins, but sometimes it's nice to be happy within yourself and know that you bring as much to the table without being in a friend group. And I know there is group chats on Instagram and all these things, but you're all individuals as well in the end of the day. And just because your friend group or something's not into something doesn't mean that you can't pursue something. Because then when, if God forbid, or something, if that friend group drops you or you're not part of the clique, then you're just like, what do you do with yourself? And we all bring something to the table in the world, and we can all grow and find new realms that we start ourselves. And people who are in your life right now might not be in your life in 5 years. So just know that not everything's forever. So let's all keep going and just be happy with the small things in life. Like, if you're having the worst day ever, just know that you just have to keep living and you'll be on to the next moment. I'm sorry, I'm having a jedpathy or whatever, a therapy sesh with all you guys. But like, let's not all care about everything. I saw a TikTok recently where this person was talking about like cringe and cringiness, and like over our whole life, people have been doubting us and saying we're cringe or saying this and that. But we've always overcome it because we don't always have to stick in with what everyone else is doing. I think that's why we're always there, but we're never the hottest thing, but we're always very consistent with our level of reach. And I think it's great when people discover something that's not what everyone else is talking about. And then I just saw another TikTok where this girl was talking about like every band and everything has like a team behind it, a promotion and everything. And like, we haven't had a manager since 2012, or we don't have, never had this team or this push, but yet these record labels do be sending us artists and stuff to tweet about. They're like, oh, please tell your followers about this. And I'm just here sitting with these people, do the same thing for me and like tweet people about my music. Because it's always so weird when like an Instagram person or someone reaches out to you and is like, oh, tweet about my new single. It's literally like, would you be tweeting about my single? And just, it's just a lesson to everyone. Don't be used. And like that's just in music. I think in work and society, everyone always wants everything for themselves and wants everyone to help them out. But then when it's the other way around, those people aren't there for you. So just don't be taken as like this thing that can just be used for your resources. You have to know your worth. Hopefully I'm on this still. I have a problem with this microphone situation. But it's crazy. I was looking at the news and like, I think someone painted like the Ukrainian thing outside the embassy in London, which was pretty iconic. I would have been there painting it as well. And it was like washable, but maybe next time let's use permanent. But I just think like protests and all these type of things, people shouldn't be arrested. I just think like realistically, it's only protocol just to like, I don't know why, fair enough, there's law enforcement, but I don't think people should be arrested for like protests that are for the greater good of the world. But it's just weird when you see these TikToks and you see that people have been arrested. And then I also saw that Paul Mescal was on the news for getting groped. And it just brought back so many moments that I've been on stage where people have literally like grabbed my balls on stage. I know this is very graphic, but as entertainers, it always happens. Like you're in meet and greets and people are grabbing your ass. You don't think anything of it. And like I've been on stage where I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to go to that part of the stage now. That person's on a mad one. But yeah, I was just thinking it because I literally was just scrolling to my feed and I saw it. But it's great that he's talking about it because obviously as an actor or something on the red carpet, he's there to do his job, do the movie. And I think going into the future, I'm happy for him that he stood for himself. But what else can we all do to get our lives more together? Like if you're studying or doing stuff, like it is good to prepare. Like sometimes you think, what am I doing? But you're doing the groundwork. I think it's all important to do the groundwork. And then you get to those high moments of success or whatever you're doing. So sometimes you're just like, oh, I wish I could be there. I wish I could be everywhere. But you just need to do the groundwork where it's not boring, but it's very draining. And you just have to just go, right, I'm going to do this. And then you're going to have the benefits in the long run. And then no matter what course you're doing, just stick with it. Because like, education and college and everything, it just gives you this solid foundation for the rest of your life. And that's a great thing to have, because no matter how old you become, you'll always have these qualifications. And like if I could turn back time and finish my Leaving Cert, I would have. It's just like when you're in the moment and you're like, oh my god, everything's happening, and it's like a once in a lifetime experience. Like we could still do that and like do this like in whenever, but it's just life, how life happens, and it just happens so fast. So don't be thinking you have to do everything or fly here, skip a year. If that works for you, great. If that's good for your place, but make the most of your youth and you'll get all the benefits throughout your whole entire life. Let's all get enough sleep. I know a lot of people are on here and it is very crazy. You just want to be online and see what's happening in the world, but it's sometimes good just to remove yourself. Like I'm the kind of person that needs my phone out of power to stop scrolling or seeing what's happening in the world or breaking news. But we just need to zen out and maybe stop having coffee at a certain point in the day, and then you'll literally not sleep or just listen to some brown noise or white noise or whatever music that gets you there. Put your hot blanket on if you got a hot blanket, or maybe don't have too hot, you know, because sometimes it can be really, really hot and then you're too content. But sometimes it's good to have that slight cold breeze, so you're just like, oh, more snug in your blanket. But I don't know, just think, when you don't have enough sleep, you're literally, if I don't have enough sleep, I'm like a zombie. Like I could literally eat everything because my energy levels aren't there, that my body is craving the energy sources. But I think if you get enough sleep, that you're more out there in the day. And like early morning, sometimes it's like, how the fuck would I wake up at 5 o'clock? You see these people going to ice baths and the gym. And I always think to myself internally that I couldn't be that person. But I know what it's like to wake up early to do like morning TV and things. And everyone's expecting you to do a performance. But your body trains itself. Like if I have to wake up early one morning, for the next 2 or 3 days afterwards, I'm waking up at that time because my body is mentally going, right, I've got to get up at this time. But it's kind of train yourself as well to go early sleep. Anyway, I'm not your mother's or father's, so you do you. We're just having the vibes. Let's see who's tweeting. Jedward. Yeah, we love a good mood in the background, robbers. We are... I love this fucking song. It's a great song. Just gets all the emotions. Everyone wants to be that person on stage, having the vibes. Jedward Space. Happy birthday, Seza. It's like the Night Garden, but Jedward are the narrators. Okay. What else is happening? Jedward, my group chat misses you. Do I want to know what a Jedward is? Yeah, bitch, you do. But it's okay. You do you. Why is the Jedward Space so relaxing? Like, I'm going to fall asleep. Lisa, get the fuck up. It's not even midnight. But anyway, you go to sleep if you want to, okay? I feel like I've walked into a therapy session on this Jedward Space. Well, I just don't know where. Like, I've never been to therapy, but when I did Big Brother, like when you do these TV shows, they do like an analysis to see if you're mentally there to do a show because it is very demanding to do shows like Big Brother. And I remember the year we did Big Brother, Bobby Brown was meant to be in there. So certain celebrities are meant to be in there, and then they don't pass the exam of going in, and then they don't aren't allowed to go in. But even when we did X Factor, like I felt like our pre-producer auditions, they kind of came at us very hard, like with criticism, and it was almost like we were able for it to take it. But now it's like they have certain regulations in TV shows that they can't treat people the way they did back in the day. So there's a lot more care for different TV shows and stuff. And like looking back at TV shows and auditions and stuff, there's the people that shouldn't have been on TV because mentally they were taken advantage of when you look back at it for entertainment purposes, which is never good. But anyway, back to the tweets. I'm in love with the background. I actually love you, Jared. Thanks, Jamie. I feel so high tech. I hooked up my Spotify to the TV. So I am super getting super high tech here. Hey Cairo, getting therapy from Jared right now. Well, I think it's just people having a conversation. I just hate the whole I like fair enough therapy and just people who are analyzing you, because not everyone's a robot. I always feel people think everything goes for everyone, and like if you're in this situation, this means that, or this person's crossing their leg, they must like me. Oh my God, she's flicking her hair, she's flirting with me. Like, not everything's black and white with the world. And then sometimes I find myself doing things and I'm like, oh my God, this person probably thinks this. But then realistically, I'm just doing it because it's comfortable for me. Like, fair enough, there's body language and certain things are analyzing on dates or how to flirt or how to do this, when realistically, a lot of it doesn't go for everyone. So just act how you normally act and don't feel like I'm on a dinner date. I'm in this situation. I should act like this. Because I was talking to a friend about this recently, but life is like the unwritten script. It's like people act as if they are entering a scene or a script that they've been programmed to act like. And you know, Ireland or the UK, like fair enough, there's small talk and every situation and every there's certain things that like click in people's brains where it's like, oh, I think I should say that saying, or I think let's say that, or let's say this, or all this pre-predicted conversation which gets so fucking boring. Like, do you ever just want so much from someone, but they're just telling you information that everyone's heard before? Like, fair enough, I might probably repeat stuff that I've been programmed to think, but obviously it's always good to be like a free thing, a tinker, a thinker. But anyway, everyone listening, if you're not following us right now, then what are you doing? Any tweets coming in? Are we feeling good? If you're, yeah, it's not living if it's not with you. Let's get the vibes going, guys. Anyway, it's good to laugh as well, guys, because sometimes I haven't really talked to anyone today, really. I haven't had a deep conversation, but I'm having the chats here with over 100 people. You're so real for this. Thanks, girl. Love your music taste. Yeah, it's so diverse from Backstreet Boys to Britney, Madonna. They're all there in the background. But anyway, I texted someone yesterday and only got a response today. And I was literally like, is this person after flying to Australia on a long haul flight because they haven't replied to me? But anyway, they replied today, so they're alive. But do you ever like get texts or you send a text and you're like a really conversational person, but the other person's just very dry? Yeah, we should all probably cut off those people because they're not reflecting the same energy. And I think in life, it's good to find people that bounce off you. It's very hard to talk to a brick wall or talk to a squirrel because they don't have the capacity to be enriched with your conversation. It's very overpowering. So I feel like on the internet it's kind of like that as well. That there's certain terms like slay and slaying and all these terminology where everyone's just has internet lingo, and it's fine to have the laughs, but then to the core we all need to express our own individuality and our experiences, like a GIF or something can express everything. And fair enough, I don't know everyone on the internet, so sometimes it's very hard to make conversation with a fan or someone that I don't know. So sometimes sending JPEG energy or sending good vibes, it's very open to everyone. Like, you don't know what someone's going through, what they stand for. So sometimes you can't really get that deep. And like, fair enough, it's not appreciated to be getting deep sometimes, because the internet's the internet. You don't know everyone personally, but it's just nice to know if someone's on the brink of a breakdown and I've in their DMs or someone send them good vibes. It's great. But then it's great as well just to give space to everyone. Like, if you've already got JPEG vibes, then don't be overdoing it, like spamming or, you know, that type of way, like in DMs or expecting more, because it's all take and there's no give. So anyway, and don't message us if you don't follow us. There's so much people that message us all the time, they don't even follow us. Or anyway, there's people that just like take the piss and they're just like, oh, John, we're my biggest fan. It's literally like, we're not stupid. Like, we see through all the fakeness. And I think in the world, it's like everyone thinks that they need to be fangirling or almost like hyperventilating to get a message or something like that. Where I think it's better just to bring authentic realness. Like, you don't have to be saying Lipstick's my favorite song. It's like, hello, that's like literally the most basic song you could probably say you like, but fair enough, it is a bop. But anyway, back to the tweets. Love you, Jedward. What's John doing? John's doing his own thing, living life. Jedward, I am mad for going for the 1975 Dublin. We're so easy to talk to in our group chat. Yes, you know it. But anyway, let's just stop stressing as well. Not everyone has to go to every single tour date. If you go to a tour date, great. Have that as an experience. But everyone needs to stop overdoing it. Like, I think sometimes, like, we just do a pantomime, like a theater show, and people do so much shows where it kind of takes the good out of it. Like, if I saw Britney Spears in concert, max, I'd be seeing her twice. Or if I could, I'd go to every show, because obviously biggest fan. But anyway, but I'm just saying, like, it don't like ruin it for yourself, the happiness and joy that you feel, because you're chasing that high. Sometimes it's okay to let it go and just have that as a moment. Like, sometimes I feel like you see someone in concert and you want to let them grow as a person, and then you check back in and be like, oh, this is where they're at in their career, and this is the show they're putting on. Because sometimes as artists, you develop on stage and you bring in different vibes. Like, you don't always have to be going to every show. Anyway, I just think people stress too much about getting tickets and stuff. I just know the stress for everyone trying to get tickets to every single show. But I don't know if you guys know, we did Eurovision, but Loreen is competing in Sweden, and she won with Euphoria, and she's competing again. So hopefully she gets through, but she has a really, really cool song. So I sent her some good vibes, and John just messaged me to say she replied and see, and heart mess and stuff. So I think it's good to send good vibes to people as well, or like people that check in. Jared really home saying you don't need to go to every tour date. Yes, it's so weird. Where I live, I can literally just hear like neighbors opening doors. I don't even know if someone's at the door, because I can hear other people open their doors. But let's see, what's everyone tweeting? Jedward, when are you touring again? Well, we have some personal appearances this year, but we're going to have some tour dates, hopefully, October, November, because it's always great times to tour when not everyone's touring. But who knows? It's just really stressful when you don't have promoters and stuff, because you have to get the venues yourself. You have to organize everything. And like, it is rewarding, but it's so much responsibility. And like, obviously, we put our tours up for like our hardcore fans, you know, like, we're not like, even Ticketmaster, like, even to be featured on the homepage, you like pay for it and just crazy shit. And like, with our concerts, like, they don't need to be sold out. Like, anyone who wants to be there is there. And like, it's almost like like the ticket prices and meet and greets, everything funds the bigger picture of the project. It's not like, it's just like, yeah, that's pretty much why we do it, because I think it's just good for everyone to have something to look forward to and just be part of the fam. I'm sorry, but this spot on my neck is literally killing me. I don't want to pop it, but I'm sorry for the details, but it's literally getting bigger by the second. Jedward, what is that? I don't know who that is. Jared, I'm chasing the high of you going to multiple concerts because that's the only high I have in life. Well, it's great to go to concerts and like meet your people and have a catch up, but then it's great to like find new loves in life. Like I used to do running, John used to do running club as well. And you get so much ecstasy of whoa achieving in life from like doing race and cross country races that it's good to have goals and like work towards them. And like we ran the LA marathon just for the laugh. Like literally we rocked up to LA. Our friend Tara, she's an actress. Oh my God, classic. Anyway, we're having vibes, guys. But so we rocked up to LA. We did Big Brother with Tara and then we really connected. And she had a premiere for American Pie. And she's like, oh, you guys should come to the premiere. And then we flew across the world on a fucking flight, economy, as you do. And we get to our hotel and there's a notice that there's going to be disruptions with the marathon. And we were like, we need to fucking do this. We went on Twitter, asked everyone, we're like, do you think we should do this? And everyone's like, yeah, go for it, go for it. And then we were like, we need to fucking do this. And then we went to bought some Raisin Bran, bought some Gatorade, got some carbohydrates into us. And because we'd just been on tour, I don't know if we'd just been on tour, but usually we're on stage for 2.5 hours. So we're like, fuck it, a marathon's like 3 or 4 hours. We'll be good for the first half. And it starts at like 5:30 or 6:30 in the morning, so the sunshine hasn't even come out. So our goal was to get to the end by peak sunshine, because in LA from 12 to 3, it's very, very hot. So we covered a lot of ground. And because we'd never seen all of LA, it was very interesting. So any advice to anyone running a marathon, do it in a city that you do not know, because it's almost like you're doing a tour. And while you're jogging, you're also taking in the sights. And realistically, when you're running, you're making all kinds of faces. And I would not be doing the Dublin Marathon because everyone would be recording my triple five chins as I breathe for air. So it was nice to know that if I wanted to wet myself or do anything as I ran or had sweaty armpits, I could run it in peace. And we did. Me and John just had the chats. And I remember KTLA, like the local news channel, came over to us because we were wearing these American outfits with tails, and we were running with winged runners, but we literally had quiffs. Like our quiffs were intact for the whole marathon. And I remember, like towards the end, I really needed to go to the toilet, and I went to one of those port-a-loos, like we're talking like smelly shit, pissy smells, and I sat down, and my legs just seized up. It was like my legs, if they could have been a direction, they would have been that. They were like literally in a fixed, locked position. And I was like, how the hell do I get off the toilet seat? So I had a little stretch with myself and I was like, I haven't ran this far to give up. And because John was fitter than me, I said, I'll go ahead. So he ended up going ahead. This is like in the last 20 whatever kilometers. And because I had knee operation a few years prior to this, my leg, my knee and everything weren't in the best place. So I was running this to like almost prove to myself that I still had it. And obviously it was a very traumatic experience to snap your cruciate ligament on stage. And like as a performer, like we have insurance and stuff, and we could have canceled a lot of tour dates, but we didn't because we knew so much fans and stuff were traveling to these concerts. And it never got to fully recover, but I'm in a much better place now. But we ran the marathon, got our medals, got severely sunburned. And I remember when the marathon ended, we were like, gimme fucking every hot patch going. I need 1,001 massages. I need everything going. Like, I couldn't walk. And then we walked the red carpet for this event. As I was walking, I could just feel every ligament in my hips and legs crack. It was like crunch, 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 crunch. I'm sorry if this is in detail. I feel like we're doing a fucking running podcast. But then there was like all this conspiracies, like, oh, they didn't run the marathon. John did half, Edward did theater. It was like, are you joking me? I literally have gone through hell. But it was very rewarding doing a marathon. I remember Melody from the Pussycat Dolls, she was singing the national anthem. And because we weren't like registered as like proper runners, like different sections for like the people who are normal and the people who are like professionally going to run it. Like, but looking back, I would have liked to be in that section. But what else happened? Yeah, after the first corner, everyone really needs to piss. So it's kind of a crazy situation. Like everyone literally is dying because you're waiting there for at least half an hour waiting for the race to start. And the first corner is just like a waterfall of everyone having to urinate. I'm sorry for the details. But yeah. Oh, I love the song. Let's have vibes, guys. Getting deep, bringing the lyrics. I feel like some of these songs would probably get you an A in English. There's so much content. I feel like with songs, you need to have content. Like you can have the radio hits, but then it's always good to have those songs in your albums that are just really, really fat with like lyrics and richness. We have a song called Treat Me Like a Human, which isn't out, but everyone seems to be connected with it. But it's just really reflection on life and like beyond everything, like we're all human. So there's a lot of good lyrics. But anyway. Yes, Jedward. Any more tweets coming in? Jedward, Jedward, sing us a song. Well, right now, I'm not really in this singing mode. I'm just having the chats. Jedward, Jedward loves, love it if we made it. Well, we're all going to make it in life because we're all here. I'm going to put Jedward in an oven preheated at 400 degrees and have them both for dinner tonight. Well, that's not the best vision. But Jedward podcast. Come on, guys, let's have the vibe. Wherever you are right now, just have a little, pull some shapes with yourself. Have a little stretch. Hug your pillow if you want. Get all melodic with your hands. Spread them. Have little hand waves, surf those waves with your hands. But my fave Taylor Swift album. Well, we all love Red, don't we? And we also love just, I think they all have a different vibe. They really do. Like Reputation is just so fucking edgy. Like it just makes you want to take on the whole world. It just makes you want to just fucking go out there and absolutely destroy. It's just always great when you like discover like an artist or something. Like I feel like there's this Irish artist called Keane Ducrow, and we found him years ago, like a while ago. And now you just feel so proud when they're like in the radio airwaves and they're on the playlists. Like same with Inhaler, same with loads of bands. It's like you feel like you're literally part a brick on the wall. Like I remember when they first launched their first album, Inhaler. We sent them like this video of us like with the album, and they put on all their socials, and we were like, "Wow, that's pretty awesome." But it's just nice to know. And like, fair enough, not every band makes it, or not everyone gets on the playlist. So it's great to know that every band, not just us, has that love of people, because sometimes you've artists that make playlists, but as people, you wouldn't want to go to dinner with them, kind of thing. Or, but it's nice to have people that just you connect with. But I remember this first album came out, I was literally having the vibes. But it's so weird. My Spotify account literally links up to our main Spotify account as an artist. But anyway, we've never been those playlist artists. I think with like commercial artists or people that have some kind of commercialness, like Mariah Carey, Britney, Jedward, it's like there's almost it's much harder to get on these indie playlists, and it's almost like the more known you are, it's almost it goes against you sometimes because you've got your haters, you've got people that like you, but sometimes it's better. I don't know, so it's better and then it's good as well. Like I'd rather I wouldn't change anything that we've done. Because as people know us beyond the music. But anyway, let's get the Lavender Haze going. I remember this album dropped, we were in Vegas, and like I did not know these songs, but they were out within 5 minutes and I was already having a vibe. Like, I feel like Lavender Haze, the music video, like when she's in that lavender water, Jesus Christ, like we all framed that and put in the museum. Come on, guys, have a vibe. This is T-Swizzle. Yeah, oh yeah. Let's go, T-Swizzle. Does everyone, who's this song about? Like, is it about Tom Hiddleston or whatever his name is? Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. I swear to God, does everyone like have the goals in life to strut like Taylor Swift on a stage? Like every time I listen to these songs and you're walking, do you ever like have those songs that are just so good for walking that you're literally banging it out, like walking up Grafton Street, listening to your bop? That's how I feel with like some songs. They really have that walking pace where you're just like, boom, boom, what? Main character energy, you know? Get it off my chest. Anyway, we're having the vibes, guys. Anti-hero, you know? It's me. I love you, Jared, so much. Thank you. It's so funny the way you guys literally have Eli as your profile photos. I literally feel like Maddie and Eli and all these people are in my DMs. I'm the problem, it's me. Just know, guys, that you're never the problem. You are the Immaculate Conception. I feel like this song just breaks all boundaries as the classic hit. Everybody's a sexy Jedward. But I think like this song's perfect representation of like your inner voice that's like going against you sometimes. Like sometimes you have the worst thoughts in your head, but it's not reality. So I just think we all need to not act on negative energy. And sometimes you get yourself into a funk of negative thoughts and everything. But sometimes things just need to play out and you need to give yourself time to heal and have the strength to be in a better place. Everybody agrees. Are we ready for a magical experience? It's called Enchanted, because I was enchanted to meet you. I always feel like everyone who meets us, this song, perfect representation. But like I looked it up and it's about your man from Owl City. And I remember our song was nearly number one in the UK and Owl City released their song. and they ended up being number one. It was like their big hit. I think we sold like 88,000 copies that week, and they sold like 94 or something. Like back in the day, you used to have to sell like so much to be in the charts. But I know all the drama. I've looked at all the drama online of all these songs. And then I remember he did like a response to her, but obviously she was a worldwide superstar by that time. Anyway, this song, the thing I love about Taylor Swift songs is they just, you've been listening to a song for 5 minutes or 4 minutes and it just really takes you in. Like other songs from other artists, just like, is it over yet? But then with her songs, it's like, they just like State of Grace. They're just songs that really take you on a trip. And like when I'm out running, I love listening to some of these songs because time just surpassed itself. Any tweets coming in? Jared, your singing is amazing. Thank you, Imogen. Well, I wasn't really planning on this being my moment. Jared is so real. Thank you, Dax. Are you ready for the chorus, guys? Let's go. Honestly, guys, I remember Taylor Swift came to Ireland. I don't know if I talked about this, but she literally said, I love you. Like, literally was, like, giving us so much love. We were in the front row of the seating, and she came out on her little situation, like, obviously loving us as Jepic fans. But it was such a surreal moment because Katy Perry and Taylor Swift were back-to-back concerts at the time. So we saw Katy Perry. Next night, we saw T-Swizzle. I think it was the order, but we went to both concerts because at the time we were like, let's do this. And like, we're obviously big fans of both. And I remember Taylor came to the concert with a wig on. So how surreal is that? She literally performs, goes to the Katy Perry show the next night with a wig on. How crazy is that? Like, sound desks are always the place to be. I feel like this song, it has like a timeless energy to it. You know, songs just like you feel like they're going to be around when you're like 50. Jedward, the number Taylor Stan forever. You know it. Who's tweeting us? I'm going to look at my tweets right now. Show more. Anyway, to everyone listening to this right now, let's go on to our Instagram, Jepic Picks, and follow. I'm going to be looking at to see who's following. I'm looking at the following list right now. So who is following? Stacey Barnes is following. Latoya just followed. Vicky just followed. Who else on our Instagram? Jepic Picks. Follow right now to join the experience and be a Jepic fan and welcome to the community. I love this part. Oh my fucking God. Please don't be in love with somebody else. So emotional. Are you guys ready for this part? Can we all join in? Or it's getting deep, guys. Give it to us, Taylor. Echo your name. She's getting deep.
Love with someone else. Please don't have somebody waiting on you. Please don't have somebody waiting on you.
Giving the vibes, guys. Honestly, it feels like a Disney movie. Anyway, I'm back on Instagram. Who's following? Let's see. Andy followed. Andy's rocking the facial hair. Hello, very functional. And I just want you guys to know, like, don't follow and unfollow. You're following me until this app is gone out of business, okay? That's the motto. I don't care if I post myself in sequin underwear. You'll be there for that. And if I'm promoting some charity or promoting life in general, we're all going to be there. Ellie just followed. Dexter, Patty, Iris, Mia. Thanks for all the follows, guys, on Instagram. Anyway, back to the vibes. Thanks, Mia. Herman. What's a Herman again? Guys, I just had chicken mixed with garlic and butter and whatever else they season it with. And I'm kind of burpy. I swear to God, like, there's going to be a wild one tomorrow. But what other vibes are vibes? I feel like we need to just continue this hangout session. Who else is here? Anyone else having a hard night? Anyone need some mantras or life advice that we want to put on the timeline? Let's see. Love this part was a trend on TikTok right in the fields. 100%. Oh my God, do you know Style? That song is so good to walk to. I know they say Blank Space, like it was star-crossed lovers, but like she did more for Starbucks than anyone's ever done. Like, we all know it sounded like Starbucks. Who is she? And then Welcome to New York, like, come on, that song, I swear to God. Anyway, there's an unknown song playing in the background. It's called Blank Space. It's a very unknown song. Do you know the song I love? I love New Romantics. Like, it just sets the vibe, it sets the tone. It's in the background right now, New Romantics. Anyway, let's read your tweets. We're all bored. Jebber, I'm turning 20 soon. Can you give me some advice? Well, you've been 2 decades in the world and you're not 21 yet. So just don't start acting like you think you need to start being all grown up, because I'm still the exact same person I was when I was 18, 17, you know? Like, life comes and goes, but you're not just going to dramatically become a different person. But you're going to elevate yourself as a person. So to the core, you'll still be the same person. You're not just going to suddenly start thinking completely different. But like, we're always changing as well. Everyone's always changing, and you can always enrich yourself with new views on the world and your opinions, because things do change. Jedward, I can't believe I'm falling asleep. Nearly missed Jedward. Grace, where have you been? I can't believe you're only here right now. Jedward, love the New Romantics. It's a vibe. I love it. You're 24 in 2 weeks, Molly, and I feel like 2023, age 24, is my year. Molly, you've had so many years. This isn't just your year, but you're going to even slay it even more. See it in my face. I'm about to play my ace. Anyway, it's such a vibe. I love this song. Any song recommendations, guys? Tweet me. We need to get the vibes going. Oh, we're getting deep. Oh my God, who is this? It's, oh my God, this song is so profound. Is that Jesus? Okay, I'll stop crying. Welcome to the final. No, it can't be the final show. There's a whole concert. Oh, well, I'm not wearing any sequins, but let's go. Am I going to heaven? You look pretty good down here. Oh, thanks, babe. But you ain't really good. Oh, well, I'm trying my best. That falsetto. Is that an angel? It's a sign of the epic times. Is this... am I in heaven? What? Anyway, we're all having the vibes, guys. Anyone tweeting? beautiful angel voice I got there. Oh, am I still here? I'm here yet? Okay. Anyway, we're getting the vibes going. Did anybody see Jerry Styles in Dublin? We were there for a concert and some people were there for the experience. You might be lucky enough if we're at a concert and we're there sitting, breathing the same air. Jared, I've ordered a kebab. Congratulations. Jared. Hi, I've got bloody COVID. Oh no, Tam. Look after yourself. I'm always here for you. Thanks, Molly. Ali, best gig you've been to in the past year? Well, I haven't been to as much gigs as I could be, but I feel like I need to get to more concerts. Let's just go for Jedward because mentally I am rocking that stage every night in my dreams. You're drawing amazing. You're about to sleep. Well, you go to sleep. I'm not going to die. But if I do, you miss that experience. Am I Jay or Edward? I'm Edward. I find it very insulting when people call us Jedward. It's John and Edward. Together, it's Jedward. Preach it. You know it. I've been a fan of X Factor. Love you guys. Anyway, everyone who's fallen asleep right now, just get comfortable. Just know that you can sleep and you deserve that sleep. The Jesbians are listening. Hey, Jesbians, what's up? Giving you all hugs and strength. And you're all Jexy bitches. Okay, let's see who's listening. Anyone listening? Willow's here. Abigail's here. Faye's here. Bella, Chloe, Lisa, Julia, Christina, Laura, Aoife, Jamie's here. Angela, Megan, Grace, Ashleen's here. Teresa's here. Oh, Britney Spears listening as well. I don't know if I talked about this, but we're literally at the courthouse when Britney Spears was the hearing for Free Britney, and we'd flown all the way from Ireland, got off the flight the next day, we flew that night, and we went and got our bits and bobs together, and we rocked up there. We went to like this place and printed off posts of Britney's dad with like a no sign on it, like a X to this. And went outside the courthouse and pulled a Sinead O'Connor, like, ripping up the Pope picture. But instead it was Britney's dad. So it was kind of iconic. Because at the time, like, it could have gone either way. And I feel like the power of fans just being at the courthouse, that if shit had gone down, we would have all been, like, gone AWOL. So it's just nice to know that she has support, because legally things can happen where someone gets fucked and they can't personally or publicly talk about it. So it's great when like someone starts the conversation for everyone else. And I feel like me and John have done that for a lot of people, because a lot of people aren't in the position to do bits and bobs. And like, to the core, it's good when you have the freedom to actually speak up and get the conversation going. Shout out to the Jussie, you know it. Who's tweeting? Any mantras going? Jared single-handedly freed Britney. Well, we tried our best, and over the years we have had input. Are me and Jared besties now? Jamie, I think we are. I think we are. You're following us. That's all that we gotta do in life. Oh my God, guys, breaking news. Niall Horan's new music video is out tomorrow. Heaven. I think there's going to be candles. We're all going to be lighting candles this Christmas. But Mullingar will not be the same. I'm sure he'll have to come back and like take over a church and just call it Church of Niall. Like, that's got to happen. If I was doing that and I had that situation, I'd have a little concert, get the vibes going. But what's everyone doing? Jedward are the leaders. No, definitely not a leader. We're all equals. We're all having the vibes. Jedward, I'm convinced we're soulmates. Well, I'm so happy that our energy connects. Obviously, I'm just chill talking into a phone as if I'm talking to a friend. I'm not really giving my energy. But it's nice to know that we're all here having the vibes. What else happened with anyone? It's going to be daylight soon. It's going to be daylight in the morning. And you got to always wake up for that morning sunshine. Oh my God, this song started playing. Worse in the Jed life.
There are so many lines that I've crossed unforgiven.
Tell us, Taylor.
I'll tell you the truth, but never goodbye.
Oh my God. I don't want to look at anything else now that I've discovered Jedward. I thought of Jedward and here they are. And now all I see is Jed light. Jed light. Jed light. Give it to us. Never, Taylor, you're always the king. Yes. I feel like these songs are just very educational. Like sometimes you've got people in your life that you feel are there for you, but then they're not. And I think like a lot of people find people that aren't the best for them. So we got to keep moving forward and putting ourselves out there and finding new people, where that's boyfriends, girlfriends, friends. If you're not 100% there, then keep finding that person that's going to be your soulmate in life. Anyway, we're having the vibes. Daylight by Taylor Swift. She's an up-and-coming artist. I just hope she makes it. I love this part. I wonder if the sound's good here, guys, honestly. Anyway, guys, the song Taste the Heat is one of our vibes. It's off our last album. The music video was kind of eventful as well. Who's listening? I think a lot of people join in. Got me all charged up with pure emotion. A passion running deeper than the ocean. And I can't get enough. No, I can't get enough of your loving. So let me take you there. Oh, let me take you there to show you I really care. Because I'm feeling so alive. Can you be mine tonight? Anyway, that is Taste the Heat playing in the background. What's happening, guys? Sometimes you just feel that heat, you know, between you and a person. And you're just like, I can taste the heat. Let's go. Break down. You feel it too, yeah. Between me and you. So what we gonna do? Are you ready? Let's make some moonlight memories, baby. Anyway, it's giving Jaxy vibes. Don't worry, we're all gonna be on a beach somewhere with Taste the Heat vibing in the background. Who's listening? Any song requests? Jedward, this is so good. Thank you for that encouragement. Always there for you, Jedward. You want to watch Outer Banks, but I need to listen to the Jedward Space. Oh my God, it is Outer Banks. I have such a crazy story with like Outer Banks. So we're in LA and the main guy was literally staying down the road from us. Like we're talking like a block, and it just had launched the series, and it was during the pandemic. And Tara and all of us, she was like doing a movie at the time. And I was like, you need to get this guy because he's literally blowing up and he's going to be a thing. And he's really talented. And I was on my way to get my groceries, and he was there having the chats with another guy from the show. I'm sorry, I don't know the real names. But I felt like such a stalker. I was literally like, Jesus, there's your man. And yeah, like obviously it was a rental condo situation. It was nothing major. But I always find it crazy when these actors are, or like you see someone before they blow up or before they're a massive actor. And I always feel bad because you don't know what contracts, like people like High School Musical, different TV shows, they sign these contracts where they're paying them the bare minimum, and the network and the TV show are making all this money on actors. And it's always good if you ever find yourself in a situation not to always have like a renegotiation for the next project, because you could sign up to a TV show and you're not the most major known thing, but then the franchise becomes mega, and you could be still in this contract where you're getting paid the bare minimum of acting. So the same thing happened when we were at a party and we met Madeline and two of the actresses from Riverdale. And at the time she was dating Aaron Carter, and we'd known Aaron briefly. We'd met him in a studio and he wanted to go on tour with us. So it was very sad at his passing. But at the time we were all in a club, and she was dating him at the time, and she was there, and Riverdale hadn't hit. And then I remember the TV show, we were just like, Jesus, there's your one and there's the other one. And it's just crazy that as people at the time we were, Aaron Carter was like basically the mega famous person in the room, or us. And it's like we were getting the time of the day, and like it doesn't matter what level of fame a person is. When you're in like a social setting, it doesn't matter what anyone's achieved. Sometimes I find me and John are at Grammy parties or something, and we're not the biggest stars in the room, but as people, we're bringing the vibes, and everyone's like, who the fuck are they, kind of thing. So anyway, I'm just saying, I don't want to talk about this because someone tweeted about Outer Banks, but I'm not saying anyone listening to this is going to become a major actor, but just if you ever find yourself in a project, don't sign contracts that go on for years, because someone tried to own the name Jedward for 15 years, like earlier on in our career. There was this very powerful person in music, and he wanted to own our likeness, own our brand. And like that can happen with loads of artists where they don't own their name, they don't own their image. So it's crazy to think that someone could literally buy, like stop you or prevent you from having your quiff or having your public image. It's like almost like, I don't know why they even let these contracts happen in the industry, because we could have been really fucked over. And this person literally runs probably like 70% of the radios in the UK. And for years, he was really emotional that he didn't get to manage us or own our brand or our trademark. And like, it's probably the best thing we ever did, because we always had our freedom. And I think like a lot of artists, like Kesha, I'm not saying, I don't know what her contract is, but it's crazy to think that we're in a world where a record label like Sony is forcing a girl to work with a man who she has said these things happened, and clearly they're valid reasons, and that she's not able to get out of this contract. And we have spoken about it on our Twitter, and we have said things, and other powerful people have said things. But it's like, how are we in a situation where she still hasn't been able to break that contract? Like, to the core, it's just a piece of paper and a signature. I don't know why we're living in an age where artists, like, sometimes you think of your favorite artist and like, what happened to that person? Why aren't they making new music? It's because the management or some manager signed them up when they started out and they didn't even know what a contract was or what legal terminology was. So I just feel like sometimes your idols or people that you follow, they're not in the best place because they have been put in the most awkward situation where they don't have the freedom to speak up and do stuff. But it is sad. But anyway, I'm just here looking at playlists or my most played and songs back in the day. And this is Sabrina Carpenter, and we met her recently. I'll tell you guys, but let's play the song. This is Skin, another unknown song by an up-and-coming artist. Maybe we could have been friends. Anyway, so we met Sabrina at the European Music Awards in London in 2017. And Justin Bieber's guitarist, she asked him to introduce her to us, because at the time she was like, who the fuck are these twins? So we had the chats, and like, as people, we just really connected. Like, me, John, and her were having the chats, and that was the first time we'd met her. And at the time, she hadn't launched Skin, or she wasn't what she was. She only like Twiddling Them Thumbs song kind of out. But I definitely think she's world class. Like, I think she has the vocals, and this song Skin was like such a repeatable song. But I feel like it's crazy because, like, artists, like, oh my god, I've got another fucking story. Like, Madison Beer, I just feel like they're all kind of those artists that are there, but then the mainstream haven't given them the love they deserve. So I remember she was also, I'm not sure if it was the European Music Awards, but we met her in the airport, and we'd known the whole situation with Justin Bieber, and she was signed to Scooter Braun. And I just felt like she'd been fucked over and that she hadn't reached that point. So I'm happy that she has bounced back and found her own. But we were literally all in boots, and she was there, and we were like, oh, hey, girl, whatever. Obviously, I said it cooler, whatever. But she was trying to find like micellar water or something to like remove makeup and stuff. And I was like, oh, what are you looking for? And then like I advised this brand or whatever to her, and she was like really grateful. I was like, yeah, this stuff's good. I heard it's good. And that was our interaction. I just let her be. And anyway, she's really, really cool. She has the vibes. And I'm always happy when these artists get their second wave. It's like Charlie XCX. I know I talked about this, but like, she wasn't a thing in the UK, and she had like her moment in the US, and she signed a record label, and it wasn't the biggest moment for her. And then she came back and kept going and had the second wave. So it's always nice when these artists get the love they deserve. To get under my skin. Anyway, I don't know why. I'm on my Spotify right now, and like, I know the song's really old, but it's just songs that I've had in my playlists. Ah, that was Sabrina Carpenter with the vibes. Anyway, breaking news, guys. Avril Lavigne, I think she called off her engagement. She was with this guy. Oh, Jesus. There's some advert playing. Anyway, any more tweets coming in? I'm sorry for all the goss. I had a Jebert phase when I was 8. Congratulations. Jebert have met everyone. We literally have. And it's sometimes you feel like, how do we get around? But we do. Like, it's mental. I don't even know. And then people at the time that you don't think, you're like, but then it's like you met so much people. Like, it's just very upsetting because sometimes you meet people that aren't with us right now. Like, I remember we met GRL. Like, they were like a girl band, and sadly one of them is not with us. But I remember we were at this Grammy party and we were all queuing to get these golf buggies to get to the actual venue. And GRL rock up. And at the time, I thought one of them was like Amber Rose because they had like blonde shaved hair. And that was, we were just having the chats and having the laughs, and they were like, hadn't launched as a girl band. And then when they became a girl band, it's like, I almost had like deja vu of like, that is them. Like me and John are always like, I know that person. And then like, even with Lil Nas, I feel like we crossed paths, but at the time he wasn't what he is. And I'm always like, I've definitely met him. But anyway, I'm sure we can reconnect and say what's up. But you just never know because you're at parties and you're at events, and sometimes as an elephant you don't remember everyone, but you know, you just get the vibes. Like obviously a lot of people, you know damn well that was that person, but like there's been so many years have passed that you don't remember all the details. I'm not the type of person that remembers every single detail and this song was playing, and like some people just know how to over dramatize or like set up a situation of a story. I just get straight to the point. That's what I feel. But what's everyone doing? Anyone sending in tweets? Let's see. Jared Play fans, DC. They are vibes. I've lost count of the number of times Jared have noticed me, but at this point we're basically besties. Thank you. Well, I'm just here reading the conversation, whoever I was tweeting, you know. You have, hey JD, what's up? Anyway, let's go on to Instagram. Who's followed? Who are the latest followers? Kira followed, Jack followed us on Instagram. Rihanna Ross, thanks girl. Who's following on Jepic Pics? Looking at the followers right now. Go on to the Jadword Instagram and get following so you can be part of the journey. Anything groundbreaking happen in the world that I should know, guys, that would enrich me as a person, let me know. Does everyone remember Taylor Swift 22? You only turned 22 once. It feels like a perfect night to listen to a Jared Space. I make fun of our exes. For breakfast at midnight. My God, guys, it's going to be midnight and soon we shall have breakfast. It's Taylor's version because, you know, we got to get that, give Taylor those royalties. Are you guys ready to jump? It's time. But I bet you want to. You give me a hug. 22. 22. Anyway, I'm not a pop girl, but you know, the jaws have dropped and I'm trying my best. Who's Jedward anyway? We ditch the whole scene always and forever. Get the vibes going, guys. We're in Nashville, guys, right now. Jashville. Get your guitar out. Tonight's the night. Are you guys ready for this? But I bet you want to. Yeah, you do. We'll be right back. don't know if you guys know, but I fucking love this song, Message in a Bottle. Like, it's such a vibe. It just makes you want to throw a bottle into the ocean, but then, you know, littering and recycling and all that. Like, this song is a vibe. Tongue-tied. Let's go, Taylor. Give it to us. You guys aren't ready for this. This is Taylor Swift, Mesh in a Bottle. Are you ready for this? Anyway, this is Message in a Bottle by Taylor Swift. Only true fans will know it's kind of like a deep cut. It's deeper than the ocean. And it's a vibe. But there's another one on this album that's very similar. It's another song. I think it's The Very First Night. But sometimes when you just find yourself listening to tracks, you don't actually know the title specifically. But I love this song. Just good vibes, you know. The thing about Vault tracks is you just know Taylor at the time wrote this years ago, and now it's like she's singing it, but the lyrics are years old almost. Like, it just hits, it's just happiness in a song. Are you ready? Be the one that I love. And now I'm standing here hoping to get to you. Oh my God, Jesus Christ has entered the room. Oh my God. In the name of the Jed and the Word and the Holy Jepic, I'm sending you guys Jepic energy, the Holy Jepic spirit. Our apostle Niall, let's go. He needs exposure. This is Niall Horan, and we are all Horans for Niall. Let's do this. Jedward only knows where this could go. And if the year is going to be a Jepic year, you and me go up in flames. Oh my God, like fireworks. But honestly, like back in the day, Niall with his blonde hair and also blonde hair were literally triplets. Like the representation in One Direction of Jedward was insane. And then the same hairstylist, he used to do our hair, did his hair. So obviously he was like, make me look like Jedward, my idols. Oh my God, it's getting deep. Are you guys ready? Interesting story time, guys. We messaged Niall and we cycled to his house in Los Angeles, and we all had the chats and had good vibes and had a catch up because it had been a while. But it was cool to touch base because so much had happened in life. So it's just nice to, like, you know, give the good vibes. And I think the song is definitely going to be a hit. Die in your kiss, like, please. R.I.P. If our love starts to grow, I know what would be growing. I'm only messing, not in this context of this song. Obviously, we're talking about vegetables. Who's listening? Ellen's listening. Scott's listening. Gab's here. Sarah's here. Who else is listening? Oh, we've got Portland in the house. Miss Amanda. Cassidy's here. Hi, Atticus. Wow, Atticus. Hello, Atticus. How are you? This is Dove Cameron. She's come up in the playlist. I'm not familiar with all her songs, but I know she's bringing the vibes. But, like, whatever's happening in everyone's life, I hope you're okay. Like, it's nearly midnight, so we should all be settling down and getting ready for Friday. Any plans the weekend? Any concerts happening? Let me know. I want to know what's happening in all your lives. Because everyone always wants to happen, knows what's happening with me. But, like, I'm interested in everyone's lives because everyone has their own experience in life. Because sometimes people think that I bring all the conversation, but realistically, it's always nice to know what's happening in everyone's path in life. But anyway, I'm going to go on to tweets and see what's happening with everyone. Why is there an NFL person in the Jedward space? Well, clearly an NFL fan. Jedward, drop the skincare routine. Well, it's a bit of concealer, you know, a bit of concealer goes a long way. And some facial exercises. Jedward giving the light to these small artists, always and forever. Bye, Jedward. The boyfriend's calling me. He's angry I've placed him with yous. Well, Jamie, you do you, okay? Like, you are not... If he wants to pull you for a deep conversation and nothing else that's deep, then go for it. But, you know, you're not an option. You're not something for him, you know? You're your own person. You can do whatever you want to do. King of My Heart. Oh, my God, that song's a vibe. I love that song by Taylor Swift. Jedward Space is such a vibe. Jedward, I'm in my hotel and you're going to jump in spirit. Amazing. Does anybody ever go to a concert and you literally have no voice from screaming your head off? And sometimes we have a concert on or we go to a concert and we have an event on where we can't be turning up sounding like raspy, crazy people. So I feel like we should all sit and watch a movie and just talk through it. But I wish we had, like, virtual. I know, like, TikTok and stuff has like, you can see people, but, like, it's sometimes nice just to listen. But I'm having the vibes. What are songs, guys? Any songs you want to enrich me with? You're going to laser tag tomorrow. Oh my God, I remember we did laser tag back in the day. It's very eventful. But we're all having the vibes, aren't we? Anyone planning on going asleep? Anyone sleeping right now? Sweet dreams. You're a great person. Okay. Keep rocking it, girl. Anyway, we're just getting the vibes and the JSMR and the good energy. Rocking life. Me and you together, a change of heart. I'm wearing menswear right now. Tonight, I wish I was your boy. These are obviously song titles of an up-and-coming band. Jed would accept requests always and forever. Hey babe, can we fall asleep to the Jedward space? Well, Ali, if you plan on doing that, then you do that. You're not far from sleeping? Well, I hope we're all having a zen moment, sipping on a nice warm drink as the hot liquid goes down inside of us, heating us from within. But I'm sorry for being so boring. I don't even know what to say. So do you ever find yourself like, what's life? But tomorrow I'm going to have a shower, shave, style the hair, and take my passport photo, which will do me for the next 10 years. So it's kind of stressful, because my last passport photo is from 2013. And at the time, you could like hop into a photo booth and John could take some photos. I hop in, take some photos. But now you can't do that. But I'm just going to hopefully do it at home. But the brand new iPhone, the camera on it is tragic. Like, it zooms into your pores. It's not even about HD-ness. It's, you know, when you get like sun damage or something like that, those type of measurements, it goes into that much detail where it's like, you didn't know you had that much layers to your skin, but it's going too deep. And like, I don't really have that much pores. I have the normal thing, but it's given me colorings that I do not have, you know. But that's just life. I might have to go look at my old iPhone, my iPhone SE, and I have the vibes. Anyway, this is an up-and-coming artist. He's a vibe. He's obviously our twin as well, you know, we just have the same energy. I don't know if I told you guys that we met Hailey Bieber in LA on Melrose, and her dad did Big Brother. So it was like a full 360 moment, and we did Big Brother. So obviously they were familiar, and it was like in this restaurant that was nothing major. Like, me and John, we always go there, and you're able to get really good drinks and bagels and donuts. And we were just like, oh my God, it's Hailey. And she literally got herself ready for the photo. Like, she was wearing a puffy jacket, and she wanted to do like the little pose where it's just falling off the shoulder. Cause like, you never want to take a picture with someone when they're not ready or in the best pose. So we just had the chats, and, you know, obviously sent the Jepic energy, and then let her be on her way. But I don't know what was going on at the time, but I know there was something going on, and she probably wasn't the best place. But sometimes it's just good to reassure people, you know, because sometimes people can find themselves in certain circumstances where they're out of touch with the public, or they haven't seen someone that's not within the circle. And we just gave her good vibes, you know. Anyway, this song's a vibe. Someone said, I'm going to Dan Howell's show tomorrow and meeting him. Amazing. I saw Dan was playing the piano on his Instagram story. So that was pretty iconic. I sent him a message and said he was a talented fucker. I just love the word fucker, like cool fuck, Jepic fuck, kind of. It just gets that attitude, you know. But sometimes people interpret it, if you're not from Ireland, they think you're physically meaning the action of the word, but you're like, no, it just means to mean like cool lad, cool person kind of thing. But anyway, what else is happening in everyone's life? Good night, everyone, including Jedward. Good night, legend. Anyway, this song's a vibe. John Lennon's on the guitar. Love yourself.
And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know.
I'm better sleeping off of my own. You look that much. Oh, baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and fuck yourself. Edgy. Anyway, what's everyone doing, guys? It's almost midnight, 30 minutes. I'm sorry, Jedward, I'm so tired. I had to leave. Love you guys. Okay, JD, good night. Jedward has fire music taste. Thank you. Chloe, thanks for quoting me. I feel very profound. Who else are we vibing with? Anyone else sending tweets? Anyway, let's play some Enya. She's our mother. Are you ready? Let's have an inspirational moment. You are going to have a great Friday, a great sleep. You're just gonna go out there into the world and see the sky, see the nature. Have a nice drink, treat yourself. Stop worrying about everyone else and worry about you. And if you have a twin, then worry about them as well. But anyway, Enya, I don't know if I told you guys that we met Enya. Maybe I did. We were like literally at our cousin's graduation dinner at the Intercontinental Four Seasons in Dublin, and Enya rocks up and I was like, it's you. And then she, before I knew it, she was in my arms hugging me. So obviously she's a Jedward fan. And like, it was just awesome. Like her smile, her energy, her aura. And because I was at a family event, obviously I would have joined her for dinner. She was with like her two people that make her songs. And like, for anyone listening who, Enya is like an Irish icon, like worldwide superstar. I know you're into your bands and whoever, but Enya is literally like a rare alien experience. It's like spotting the Virgin Mary, like Jesus Christ, like no one ever meets her. But it was just great to have the conversations about like writing songs. And like we were talking to her about our song, like Silent Raindrops and different songs that we'd written. And the two people that she was with are like her confidants kind of thing. They write songs with her all the time. And they were almost like, oh my God, like this is Jedward and they're having the chats. But to this day, I wish I just skipped the family situation, just went over and had the chats. But we're just always within the same room. And sometimes it's good to give people their space. But this is around Christmas time. So it was a very magical experience. Like we had fairy lights with Christmas trees. And yeah. And then we got pictures. I don't know if you just Google Jedward and Enya. They're very iconic pictures. And then she zoomed off in her Mercedes, which had like curtains on it. Like it wasn't the latest model or anything, but it was clearly like her driver's car kind of thing. And I always had this vision in my head of her zooming off, like not zooming off, like very slowly driving off and her looking at the back. You know when like you wave to a kid or wave to your relative? She was just in the car at like through the back waving at us with two hands. Like it was just iconic. Anyway, that was our Enya experience. James wants to know, hey Jedward, what's the tea? Who's your favorite drag queen? Well, I think a person who did drag recently, AJ from the Backstreet Boys. He rocked it. What about Sugar and Spice? They rocked it recently as well. Everyone was saying they were like Jedward. I think it's great. I think it's really iconic. Everyone has their own vibe. Have you heard of C-Matt? Seema, yes, she used to be a Gerard fan. She met us in Dublin Airport. I think she's definitely a very individual artist, like just the vibes and the energy she brings to the stage. And like, obviously we've given her love from the beginning of her career in her first album. And I think she's just really her own. And even on stage, when you see her up there, she's always bringing like, not like a Nashville vibe, but it's kind of like a good mix where it's her. It's almost like she has like these different influences from years ago. But I'm going to play another iconic Irish artist, Sinead O'Connor, who we also have met when she got her tattoo. But I feel like Sinead O'Connor is very misunderstood and doesn't get the respect that she deserves. Like worldwide, she's a superstar, and people in Ireland seem to treat her like she's something that was back in the day. But like it's like the Cranberries, like Dolores Mac, yeah, like she wasn't given the respect at the time. And then I don't know why everyone needs to pass to be treated with the respect they deserve when they're living. But we met Sinead in the airport, and she just got her chest tattoo, and she was talking about how people that we'd get with in our life would split up the group almost. But she's just really cool and real warm as a person. And I remember she was on Twitter or something and like tweeting kind of things where she wasn't in the best place. So I found out where she was and where she was staying in America. And I called up the place and they said they were only going to connect to family members. So I was like, this is her brother or cousin from Ireland. And they still wouldn't put me through. But to this day, like, we have so much respect for her, honestly. And I feel it's just great that she bounces back and she does bring the vibes. Like, she is Irish music. But this is Mandica. Like, Google the performance of her singing this at the Grammys. Like, she just brought so much edge. Anyway, guys, I'm reading your tweets, so tweet us at Planet Jedward or just put Jedward in your tweet and I'll find you. Someone just post the photos of us and Enya. It was a vibe, honestly. Come back to our group chat, Jedward. Well, I'm on this right now, so how's life? You found your iPhone the other day, a full-on brick. It's crazy to see how far the iPhones have come, honestly. They really do. Sometimes I feel like they have the further models, but they just keep going back to the other. They just want you to buy each step almost. But anyway, we're playing all the different songs. This is Aslan. They're basically like an all-time classic band in Ireland. So if you're in the UK or somewhere and you're not familiar with this song, it's called Crazy World, and it's literally like the anthem of Ireland. Crazy World, Aslan. A lot of these songs are on our Spotify. It's called Jedward Presents the Sound of Ireland. I have traveled through so many times. But it's kind of upsetting because Christy's not in the best place. And like, obviously he's in respite. And it's kind of a sad situation because our mom was always in the same situation. So we kind of know what their family are going through right now. And like, obviously he's a fighter and he's been through so much. And I think it was 2014 or 2013 where we were at this night for Christy, and we were with the band and we sang a song together. And I think it was just a very powerful moment in our career. So it's just great to see that the respect that he's getting, that he can feel this energy and love from everyone. But it's almost like everyone in Ireland kind of feels like Aslan are like a band that's been around for so many years, and like worldwide, the Irish community all know them. But I definitely feel they deserve a lot more love worldwide, like other Irish bands. But it's just like certain music resonates with people over the years. And it's just like a hidden gem for most people that they haven't discovered. So anyway, it's crazy world, Aslan. But I hope everyone's at peace. It's nearly midnight. And it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And you're going to look after yourselves. It's so weird. I feel like I'm just talking to myself. But we do care. So if anyone's in a bad place right now or just questioning their lives or where they should be at, just be content. Give yourself time to grow. If you're in a situation where you shouldn't be, know that you have options and be smart about it. And if you don't have options, then obviously that's not good either. But just know that there is support and love and people that are there to help you. You just need to find those people in your life. Sometimes you can be very disconnected from the world. I feel like me and John for years, we're almost, people treat us as if we were some kind of aliens or something, that we're untouchable and weren't human. And it was almost like, it was almost really upsetting not being seen as humans when clearly we are. But it's all good, even though it's not. But we never lost ourselves, people, either. So I think that's a test of time, that no matter what you're doing, you have to restart yourself. And you can be in this year or the next year, and people always try to put you in your place or try to put you in a moment in time for them to feel like they're progressing in life. But then you never let people put like things in front of you. You have to always keep moving forward, because no one else is going to get you there. And you can like latch onto certain things or be part of a certain clique or a certain crew, but always be your own commodity and your own driving force. Because a lot of people, they try to get in certain scenes or be in with certain people, when realistically, if you don't do it yourself, then you're not going to get there. Like for years, you'd have producers and songwriters, and they're like, oh, let's do a song, let's write this. And you'd be like waiting for someone to write you a hit. And then you'd be like, nah, I'm good. I think I write my own songs. And then like same with music, it doesn't matter how hot you are, it always reaches the point where it climaxes and then just stops, kind of thing. But with us, we've never been the hottest thing. We've always been there. So for everyone that cares, we're always there. And people can look back on things that you've done, and certain things age well. So it's not, don't get disheartened in like jobs or life. You just need to keep going for the people that care. Anyway, this is the Cranberries, not the Juice, but the iconic Irish band. It's just crazy that we found ourselves in a situation. I know this isn't the Cranberries, but the Corrs. Like for years, we always supported the Corrs, and like, obviously not Jim Corr, but like as human beings. And I remember we met Sharon and we were like, you guys need to get back together. And the same thing happened with Steps. We met Faye and we're like, you guys should get back together. Like, I always feel like we put the vibes out there and then it happens and I'm literally going to John, yeah, we made that happen. Like, we literally got those airwaves going or that conversation open. But I feel like the songs, I know it's called Dreams, but some of these songs just are like escapism. I feel like I don't know all the words, guys, honestly. I've read them, but then when you're having conversations on a fucking Twitter, it's like an escape. You're just out there on a walk. You're like, let's fucking go. Okay, anyone tweeting us? Who's tweeting us? Jedward, how are we? Always love how focused and determined your mind is. Well, I'm not always focused and determined, but I find it in myself. Because it is very hard to not have support all the time and to just keep going. Jedward Space saved my life. Amazing. Jedward are doing a space. Fuck yeah. Jedward, my 6-year-old nephew, sings a song all the time. Amazing. Jedward, I enjoy your voice and words. Please never stop talking. Okay. Jedward's music is fire. Anyway, I want to wish everyone a good night. It's almost midnight. We're all here. I hope you're having a nice cup of tea, guys, honestly. I always used to see my granddad when I was younger making tea, and they'd have like this rich biscuits. And I literally always think of my granddad when I'm making tea. Do you ever like have family relatives when you're growing up? And like, you just see these different characteristics and then you start doing them. And you're like, whoa, I'm like my granddad. But thanks to everyone listening. I've always wanted a podcast, but this is pretty much turning into a podcast that was basically me just checking out the features of Twitter. And I don't know if I'm going to get done for copyright for playing these songs. Because I remember our Twitter account was suspended for sound usage. So just be careful if anyone's ever putting up copyright music. Twitter's really strict about it. But I hope we're all doing good. And we're vibing. Let's see who's listening. Big Dirty Fries here. Michael, comedian of the century. Allison Spittle is here. Icon rocking her vibes on the Late Late Show, looking very fashion forward, bringing the energy. We've got William, who works for the BBC. Oh, he's a presenter. Congratulations. Look at you with your mustache. Rory, Amy's here. Amy, we're sending you strength. I know you're right now somewhere and you don't have as much freedom as you should. I hope you're in a good place and you heal. But if you're in a situation where you feel like you shouldn't be, then I honestly contemplate about coming to save you. But obviously, medical people and stuff know what's good. I know you're on your TikTok talking about this, but we're all sending you strength. Anyway, this song's a vibe, but at the end, it kind of gets a bit full on. But I feel like in Ireland, we don't really have a music awards, but there's all these like RTE 2FM awards. And me and John have never, even though we're part of culture, we've never had any of this help as Irish artists or like being acknowledged by different cliques. So it's kind of crazy. But anyway, I'm sure if we died tomorrow, everyone would be like, oh my God, Jedward, I miss those guys. But I just think society in general, you don't need acceptance from everyone. Anyway, this is Little Mix Heartbreak Anthem. I remember we met Little Mix when they were on the X Factor and we all did speed dating, because why not? But it is very upsetting that that they've had their moments within the band. But I think in life in general, if you have like upsets or drama within a friendship, it's like you've had so many life experiences together that sometimes you just need to let go, things go. And or even in bands, like sometimes when certain members or certain people leave a band and there's bad blood, it always is upsetting to watch when things break down within something. So hopefully they do heal and they work it out. And I know sometimes people can be stubborn and sometimes people don't let go of things, but I think to move forward, sometimes it's not worth the fight. Like even in situations in work or life with people, it's more exhausting having to care or have that negative energy. But then sometimes have respect for yourself as well. Like some people aren't worth it. But then if you have someone in your life that you have had so much life with, there's no point in throwing that all away over something so pathetic. And like even within our fandom and friends, and you see people fall out and it's over the most stupidest things. So let's all just not care so much about things that don't care. I might even know if I'm making sense, but you get the idea. But anyway, are we all going to sleep? I'm so happy we're all here having the vibes, using this feature on Twitter. Even though I don't know what I'm doing. I remember the first time I started this, I didn't know what I was doing. Any tweets coming in? I swear you can read my mind. You're inside my brain. Thank you, Rachel. Where's the other half of Jedward? You know, he's off living life. I'm currently here by myself, but that's all good. Anyway, I feel like I need to just like just zen out and go to sleep, but I'm sending you all strength and love. If anyone wants to go on our Instagram, if you're not following us, it's JepicPics. We're very hard to find because we're never featured on any app. We just always get there organically. I don't think I've ever been on the discovery page because God forbid I'm there. So to everyone who does find us and follows us, we are thankful. Quiva just followed us on Instagram. Kira just followed us. Andrea, thank you. Sophia also followed us. Who else followed us on Instagram? Before midnight. Go on, Cinderella. Go on, Romeo. You know you want to follow us on Instagram. Oh, thanks, Dermot. Hello, Dermot. Such an Irish name. I remember our mom went to school. She was a teacher, so she had all these different dramas within, you know, teaching. Like, anyway, I don't want to name specific people, but like some of the names are very Irish. And yeah. There was a person called Porrig, and you're like, but obviously there were principals and all that, no dramas, but certain names are just very Irish. Like, do you ever, sometimes names are like for grown-ups, but then it's like, who's calling a child? You know, certain names are just very for grown-ups. Like, anyway, like they're just like, yeah. But I was on a flight there a few days ago, and I was at the very, very front, and the air hostess were there. And I almost felt like I was the air hostess because I was too close to the front. Like I was, if someone had gone for a shit or something in the toilet, I would have been smelled the whole way. But anyway, I love flying. Thanks for the follow, Glenn. Who else following us on Instagram? Anyway, this is Secret Love Song. This one's for you, baby. Why can't I kiss you on the dance floor? Because it make other people jealous. Because I'm yours. Oh. Anyway, Jason Derulo's in this song. I think our paths have crossed with Jason Derulo. I remember when we first started, we did this Capital Jingle Bell Ball. And Lady Gaga was on stage. And while she was doing her sound check, we were being guided to stage to be guided like this, where you're going to be. And there was a catwalk in the main stage and she was just like much smaller than you vision. And it's just hilarious when you see paths cross. And I remember to this day, she talked about us in the media, like she wanted to do a song with us. And I'm always like, Stephanie, when are we doing that collab? But anyway, any more tweets coming in, Jedward? Why no more Jedward DMs? Well, I think it's a lot easier sending voice notes on Instagram because I think talking is a lot easier than typing. Like, you know how hard it was to send all these DMs. But it was commitment, guys. We're all going through a crazy time. It was a lot of hardship and dark times. So it was nice to send the vibes to everyone. At Planet Jared Space is pretty special. It reminds me of late night radio. Thanks, Allison. Girl, Jesus, give me that promo I need. Do I believe in star signs and superstition? Well, we're Libras, and I always do feel like as twins, it's like scales, it's like leveled. So I feel like John's on that side, I'm on the other side, and it gives like balance. Or even when we're singing, I feel like sometimes together it works, but then we both get different elements when we're singing. I'm not saying we're singers of our generation, but if I met someone and they weren't my star sign, I wouldn't be like, oh, Jesus, no, sorry, you're this and I'm that. Not going to work out. But I don't think every person, just because you're Libra, is going to be best friends with a fellow Libran. And then sometimes you get these things that come up on your page and it's like, I don't think it's as straight, as black and white as they make it out to be, you know? Oh my God, send me a voice message. Well, Ali, if you're not following us on Instagram, I can't send voice notes. And like, don't just follow for the voice message, follow for life. But anyway, I feel like we need to like play a vibe. Are you guys ready for this? This is Cold Heart. Oh, it's a remix. Oh my God. It's with Dua Peep. Oh my God, I was on a train once. I don't know what song it is, but he says something about hard done baby. But I said it in a way like hard on baby. And I was like, Jesus, that person in front of me was giving me dirties. Hard done by you. But when you say hard done by you, it could be heard the other way. And I feel like with a lot of songs, certain lyrics could be something else. I think we all have that situation where we sang the wrong lyrics to a song. But then we get the vibes going. Oh, getting the vibes. Do you guys not think it's hilarious when like MTV and these people have push artists? And before anyone even knows who they are, people in the industry have decided, yeah, these are the people that we're going to push. So I always feel disheartened or like upset for artists that are set up to believe that they're going to become the biggest thing ever. And I remember Dua Lipa, she first launched and it wasn't what it is now. And fair enough, she got there in the end. But there's so many artists that come along the way that think they are going to be Britney Spears level. And like, obviously you want the best for everyone. But sometimes I don't think it should be as that way, where it should be more organic. It shouldn't be like all the record labels and all the radio stations and all the TV people get together and decide these are our people this year that are going to be on the radio airwaves. Because like there's so much artists and so much talented people that don't get a look in. And with record labels, it's like they give the playlist to radio stations and they have to play them. There's no decision. And it's great when there is government incentives for Irish artists to get them on the playlist. But like an American artist doesn't give two shits if they're on a radio station in Ireland, but you could be actually helping Irish artists or local talent to further their career or even get listeners. Like sometimes it reaches a peak where a mega, mega artist doesn't need the extra radio airplay or doesn't need to suffocate the rest of the industry. Like obviously I sound very over the top and I think every artist does feel that way when they want to get like a song out there. And like, we are grateful to have like lipstick and waterline in certain songs, but it's nice when people like are up to date with like your latest stuff. And anyway, too much talking. Good night, Jared. I'm going asleep. Yes, you get your sleep. I'll be going asleep as well. But I feel like Fleetwood Mac were like one of our mom's favorite bands. But I just find it hilarious. Like, fair enough, we all like Fleetwood Mac. But there's some people that they grow up in Dublin but make out as if they literally grew up in Nashville. And it's all like, Johnny Cash was playing when I was being born. The Beatles were also busking outside my school when I was growing up, and that influenced who I am today. When to the core, that type of culture doesn't exist sometimes in a scenario. I sometimes feel like people adopt personalities that aren't authentic to their situation. But oh Jesus, I just got some cameo requests. I'll have to get them done. Well, I have to meet up with John, and I'm going to shave and shower tomorrow so I look epic, because right now I'm looking kind of very rustic. I've got some spots, I've got some stubble, the hair's a mess. Anyway, I'm so happy that, like, what was it when that viral person was on this skating to Fleetwood Mac and the song came back to be a hit. I love your sense of justice and always support people who are in need. Ah, thank you. Jared, like, seriously, how awesome is the moon? It's pretty good. Our friend William Shatner went to space. Yeah, if you don't know, we're friends with William Shatner. He only follows like a few people on Instagram. We met him a handful of times in LA. And he's great. He's always giving us the vibes. Anyway. It's all hilarious. He told us to keep the hair. Oh, Jesus. Oh, crap. Okay. Something's after falling. A heater. You know, like when you have that instant burst of heat. Any more tweets? Please play Welcome to the Island, Charlie XCX. We all know our history with Charlie XCX. Jepic fan back in the day. I think it's hilarious because there's so much people in the industry, like on TikTok and music, that were Jared fans back in the day. And they've sent me photos of them with I Love Jared hoodies. And now they've become like online influencers or personalities. And I'm always like, it's almost like I was their mother or father that made them who they are today, almost. But not really. But sometimes I feel when you're growing up and you're looking at certain people on TV or watching their YouTube videos, you almost like, it enriches you as a person. And like, just the way like they've reconnected with us and said, oh my god, you guys literally inspired me. So it's crazy. Anyway, I feel like a little old man here playing this, but it's giving the vibes, guys. It's getting the vibes going. Practicing self-love by listening to Jared Twitter space. Yes, Jade. Look at you serving looks in your fluffy jumper. Lipstick by Jedward makes me want to run chaotically down the backroom corridors. Amazing. I'm so happy for you. Jedward, I'm back. Has anybody done their nighttime regimes? I think I need to wash my face. I think I need to apply some skincare and hope for the best. I kind of ran out of one of my things I use. And I've gone to the shop twice and they never seem to have it stocked. But I'm going to get it together, guys. I'm 31 now. I'm a man. Good night, Jedward. Anyway, let's all say good night, guys. It's past midnight. Thanks for being here. Major listenership here. Over 100 people. Oh my god. Insane. But we're all here. Charlie followed us on Instagram. David, Lucy. God, the Instagram is really popping. Thank you for all the follows. Add us to your group chats for the Jepic energy. You know you want to. But everyone look after themselves, honestly. Keep going. Whatever you're doing in life, it's all about consistency. And shit's gonna happen, guys, honestly. But it's about wiping away the shit and cleaning your space. Anyway, stage epic. I'm sending you strength and love. I'm sending you strength and love. Oh my God, guys. This absolutely hilarious request came in today for this advert. And it's just beyond iconic. So hopefully we do it and they have some kind of budget, because sometimes they don't have budgets. You're just like, nah, I'm good. Sorry. But it'll probably be all over the place. But yeah. So all is well. We're in Edinburgh on St. Patrick's Day. So if you want to get your ass over there, we'll be there. And then we are going to be in Liverpool on May 11th during Eurovision. So because hotels are a fortune, we could all probably, like, you know, just have a little camping sesh in the centre of a green somewhere. But it's all good. I'm going to announce some more tour dates for later on the year. So, yeah. Everyone stay iconic. Everyone stay epic. Goodbye. Farewell. Good night.